Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mastermind Entertainment CEO, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Terry. I'm doing all right tonight. How about today? How are you?
Hanging
today?
In there?
Hanging in there.
I'm doing
just
very
there.
Well. All right. Well, I'm doing well as well here in Las Vegas. We have a beautiful day. We're expecting a high of 75 degrees, so it's going to be nice and warm today. Welcome to the show, everyone. Yes. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Saturday, March 2nd. Wow, this year is just flying by. I need to tear this page off my calendar. Let me welcome to the chat room, Joe from Germany. Hey, Joe, how are you? Good evening. And we have a guest in the chat room. If you would like to join us, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Eddie Benitez's name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. The first time I interviewed Eddie Benitez was when his CD, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, came out. I think that was in 2009, somewhere around there. Really nice CD. I loved it and had him on. And then we had him back on when Visions of Angels was released with Howard Hewitt, and that's another great CD. He now has a brand new CD called Forbidden Dreams, and this CD is, as we speak, in mastering. So it is being prepared to be released. But I want to welcome Eddie back to the show. Eddie, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how are you, Terry?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, let me introduce you to Mike. Mike, meet Eddie. I think you guys met last time we interviewed you, Eddie.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Mike, you there?
Maybe we're not a coffee.
Okay, I guess I lost Mike. All right. Well, first of all, Eddie, let me congratulate you on your marriage. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
And a month later, you know, we've known each other a while, but a month later we just decided to get married, and that was it.
Well, you know, it's never too late for that, so...
Yeah, I know.
And her name is Chun? Is that how you pronounce it?
She's from Beijing, China.
Okay. Well, and congratulations
you
to you.
The leg. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I also wanted to ask you about, are you healing okay? Because I remember you posting on Facebook about the incident that happened to you last year. You know, about being shot and everything. So are you healing okay from that?
Oh, yeah, I heal completely, and everything seems fine, you know. So,
oh,
you know, praise the Lord that I'm still around and can create some music.
Oh, good. That's crazy. Gosh, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So now you have a brand new... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said it was crazy. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So now you have a brand new CD called Forbidden Dreams. Tell us about this.
Well, Forbidden Dreams is probably a lot of Visions of Angels, a lot of Lovers Never Say Goodbye. And beyond that, I did more orchestrations in it. It's a lot more about passion in it. Melodically, it's compelling.
Okay.
I added one jazz record, a smooth jazz track to it, but basically the rest of it is all a lot of combination of jazz, new age, and Latin rhythms, African rhythms, and I'm very proud of it because it's doing the CD in the studio, as I usually do it. I usually just walk in and start writing and recording at the same time. You know, I was shocked of the things I was coming up with, you know? So, you know, we have a few special guests on it, Ricky Martin on it, on a slow song ballad that I wrote. So a lot of people
okay.
have been surprised of that combination of me having Ricky Martin on one of my tracks.
And is he singing?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. And who else is on this CD?
Well, we have a track that we're trying to place in with Bruno Mars. And,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we did the track and everything. We're just waiting for the final paperwork on permission from his label, you know?
Okay.
Usually you get that before. This time we recorded before.
Okay. Yeah, I mentioned that the CD was still in mastering as we speak. And so, unfortunately, I only have one song from the new CD called Last Call that I will play. And I'm going to play another song from your Lovers Never Say Goodbye CD, The Flight from Heaven, one of my favorites on that CD. So I'll play that one as well. But, yeah, so it's in mastering. You're getting it together. When do you expect for it to be released?
It should be out on April 20th. I had released date, they've had it for March, but it actually fully released on April 20th. And it's going to be on MP3 format, and it's going to be on vinyl, not on CD format, but actually vinyl.
Really? That's
vinyl
coming back.
You can buy the vinyl. You can go get the MP3 downloads anywhere in the world on any site you can, okay? And but we, instead of putting it on CD, which is now considered a promotional item, we decided to go and try vinyl on it. And, of course, when it comes out, if you go to my site or even Sony or anything, you'll be able to buy a turntable for about $10.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, you'll be able to buy a turntable. When you purchase the vinyl, you'll be able to purchase a turntable for about $10.99.
Wow. That brings back memories of vinyls and turntables and record players. That's interesting.
I want to try something different.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is this going to be back then there were like full 33 LPs and then the little 45 thing. So how big is the vinyl going to be?
It's going to be
in terms
33.
Of size.
It's going to be your regular vinyl size, the 12-inch, 33 speed, and they tried experiments in Europe and Seattle and in Asia, and vinyl seems to be picking up. My first album from 76 actually is out on vinyl right now, and in the last 4 or 5 years, it has sold really well. It's remained one of the top 1,000 international records in the last 30 years.
Yes, I read that you are the only guitarist to enter Google's trend list 20 times in the top 50 and the top 100. The only guitarist to do that.
The only guitarist. I think we could blame that on the Discovery Channel. With the haunting, but people, every time they show it, people just Google me like crazy. They've shown it in 77 countries, and people just like keep on googling, and I've entered the Google Trend List more than any guitarist by far.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
Well, I think the vinyl thing is really interesting that is making a comeback. That's really interesting. So I like to see where that goes.
These are a promotional item now.
Yeah.
Right. And they're more so people keeping them.
Because a lot of people now buy CDs and don't buy CDs. You know, sales of CDs have gone tremendously slowed down that now record companies manufacture them and just give them away as a promotional item mostly.
Okay.
Even top stores like Best Buy are cutting all their CDs out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Best Buy doesn't even have a jazz section anymore, really.
No.
Yeah, they totally have restructured everything in their store. So, yeah. So what you're saying is, what I'm hearing you say is that eventually the CDs are just going to be like something that you would hand out at a show or something that maybe has one or two songs on it just to promote the new music.
Well, basically what the record companies are doing, they're all scrambling at this point, okay, and probably for the last year, is making the CDs available very cheaply as a promotional item, mainly for radio stations, marketing people, promoters, for concerts mm-hmm. and things like that, and giveaways, you know, because the sales of CDs have gone down so much that now, in the 70s, if you wanted to enter the top 100 on the pop charts, if you wanted to be number 100, you have to have at least 10,000 LP sales, vinyl sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you want to enter at number 100, on the pop charts, you need at least 1,800 CD sales.
Mm,
so you see
okay.
how drastically down it's gone? From 10,000
yes.
to 1,800 to enter the top 100 on the pop charts.
Yes, 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 yes. So, Mike, how many vinyls do you have?
How many what now?
CDs, probably.
How many vinyls do you have? Do you have any vinyls? I think I have maybe four or five vinyls left. Yeah.
I don't have any.
Well, that's great.
All.
Well, you're probably too young anyway. You probably want to know what a vinyl is.
Yeah,
well, I know a lot of people. A lot of people are starting to look at vinyls because you could read more, read on mm-hmm. the credits and things like that. On a CD, you need a magnifying glass. Unless
well,
you got great
vision. That's true. That's so
yeah,
true.
But in this age of you know, CDs and iPods and iPads and instant music players, you think that was a... I mean, I know some of the... has we younger cats, say older heads, you know, they're going to get it because like they're more so collectibles. And some people still do have turntables, but, I mean, do you think that was a good thing? Because I'm kind of like, yo, you know, vinyl versus a CD, or I don't know. That's a different,
well,
sure.
I think when you pick up the vinyl and you unwrap it and you put it on a turntable and you listen to the quality, which is much warmer than
mm-hmm.
digital, okay? You know, you get that sense of wow, you know? I'm playing a vinyl, something they played 30, 40 years ago, you know?
Right.
You know, and
I wish
you know,
I had
vinyl, a... Finally, you could have 30 scratches on it and still play it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would play mine until it turned white. That's how much I would play mine, you know?
Well, I had
turn
a lot
it
of them,
ash
and
white.
They were stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
But now
there's
very few vinyl manufacturers left. The cost eventually will go up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if the vinyl is going...
Pardon me?
I was just going to say, if the vinyl is going to come back, then there would have to be more manufacturers to make the record players, to make the little needles that go in the arm to play the record, all of that.
Well, there's a few,
okay,
of, there's a few of the top artists who are doing vinyl right now as we speak also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're recording specifically to have it put on vinyl because they were young, you know, when so they want their albums on vinyl.
Oh, that is going to be so cool. What's old is new again. It's coming back. That is going to be so cool. Wow.
Well, if the recording artist wants to make any money on, and this is the gospel, okay, if you want to make any money on vinyl, on your music being sold, it's got to go back to vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, CDs are too cheap to manufacture, and the record companies, they don't care if they have to give it away. They're for promotional items, and, you know, if they could get somebody that's going to sell 50,000, 100,000 or more on CD, then it's going to be profitable just for the record company, not for the artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Eddie, we were talking. Oh, okay. We were talking earlier, and you were telling me that you kind of classified your music as world music. Now, why did you do that?
Well, basically, I started off as smooth jazz and reclassified myself with Visions of Angels as world music because smooth jazz is basically dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the artist's fault. They're playing the same thing over and over again with the same productions, the same mixes, the same 20-minute trumpet solos, sax solos. The producers of it are producing the albums like they were 20, 30 years ago. And people, including myself, you know, you really get boring. You know, you'd rather stand in an elevator and listen to Yanni. Okay, and that's the way it's been in the music industry in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been smooth jazz has been heading downward. You know, the last time we talked on air, there was about 46 smooth jazz stations in the country, right? Now there's about 12.
Yes, yes, and even those aren't really. Even those aren't really contemporary jazz stations, you know. They really aren't.
No, they did a survey. Most people go to listen to smooth jazz on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And heavy metal.
Heavy metal, really?
Mm. Yeah, there's really no stations for heavy metal either.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But that's the
because
of
heavy metal
of
is classified as almost like a classical rock, almost. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, the light heavy metal, you know, like Metallica, Korn and things like that, you know, they play them on classical rock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the real heavy metal that's out now, I mean, the younger people, you know, who are producing it and performing it, they have no outlet maybe on Sirius Radio.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, everything's taking a big change. Everything's going through a big change musically, and if you're not there and you're not aware of it, you're just going to end up folding up. Right now, the musicians, the recording artists mainly depend on performances to make money.
Yeah, but a lot of the performances are a lot of the performers get booked off the fact that radio fueled their popularity. But now without the radio to fuel their popularity, a lot of the promoters don't know who some of these upcoming artists are now.
Mm-hmm,
that's another
true.
Problem.
You're right.
Well,
we're
talking smooth jazz, right?
Mostly smooth jazz, I guess, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, smooth jazz, you're basically, if you're an up-and-coming artist, you're basically going to depend on, you know, internet radio, or live performances and building up a fan base.
Yeah.
Right.
Or opening up for major artists.
Exactly. And there have been artists that have not gone to certain cities because there is no station to promote their show. And so they won't go to a certain city. They won't get booked in a certain city if there's not a station there to promote their show. So that hurts them as well.
That's the promoters. You know, the promoters, they're not going to promote a show if there's no outlet to promote
their
show by way of radio.
Exactly. Yes, it's hurting them all around. It's definitely hurting them. And some of them are really struggling to get out there and get that exposure that they deserve to get their music heard.
I was involved in the late 70s, mid-70s with the Latin rock jazz era, okay? And the Tito Puentes and Ray Barreto and Mongo Santa Maria's and I was popularized back then as that type of an artist, okay? And there was radio and everything like that, so we didn't have any problems, okay? When I reinvented myself or with everything, a lot of radio stations couldn't define where to play me at, whether it was New Age or smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank God that the Discovery Channel played my music on an episode we had, and that's where my popularity came from.
Okay.
All right, that the radio didn't do it. You know, if I do it 30, 40 shows a year, 50 shows a year, it was by way of the Discovery Channel and its promotion.
Okay.
It
all
wasn't
right.
Radio because smooth jazz didn't want to play me.
Oh, really?
I was being played on Sirius, on New Age stations, and all of that. But smooth jazz didn't want to play me because they were saying, no, you're more Latin or you're more New Age.
Interesting.
And then when they wanted to interview me, and even have me do a show, a pre-recorded show with broadcast architecture back then, I decided not to.
Okay.
So when they turned their backs on me, I turned my back on them when they wanted me.
Well, that's too bad because the Lovers Never Say Goodbye CD, there's a lot of good songs on there that could have been played, in my opinion, on smooth jazz, and the same with Visions of Angels. Flight to Heaven and Beautiful Sunrise, those are definitely, to me, could have been played on the smooth jazz station for sure.
Oh, yeah. And if
you
listen to the whole album, they kept in the same format. I didn't go everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, every song was a quality song, and on all the songs basically were a storyline of the song before it.
That's the way
I write. But smooth jazz, you know, they had a problem playing me.
Mm. Wow.
But I didn't care about at that point. The Discovery Channel had already played me in 77 countries. You know, nothing where you got to build up and go national and then international, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was just placed within 3 months, I was placed all over the world.
Okay.
So that benefited
me
more than radio.
Yes. Let's take a listen to Last Call. This is from the new CD, Forbidden Dreams. Tell me about this song, Eddie.
Well, I wrote this in a basic Latin smooth jazz tradition, okay?
Okay.
And it's probably the only traditional, what I call a traditional smooth jazz Latin track on it because it's smooth. It's very low-keyed as opposed to all the other tracks on the CD, okay, or on the album. All the other tracks are very well orchestrated, violins, cellos. It's kind of like putting as one guy said it, and I'm a big fan of Yanni, but it's like saying the Puerto Rican version of Yanni.
Okay.
Which are Latin rhythms and African rhythms, okay?
Okay.
So we're actually going to go out with a 24-piece orchestra and tour.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Yeah, and we're going to make it a stage show also, and it's going to be very beautiful. You know, we have a movie coming out next year called Demons and Vampires, which my son is a star in it, Eddie Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the music, a lot of the music you'll hear is mine in there. But we're branching out into other phases of movie and music industry.
Okay, Demons and Vampires. All right, well, let's take a listen to Last Call.
That was Last Call from Eddie Benitez's upcoming CD, Forbidden Dreams. And Joe in Germany just said, asked me, did I say CD or vinyl? We were talking about the song, and then we both like it. And so I guess I should correct myself, Joe, and say from his upcoming vinyl. Forbidden Dreams. That's too funny, Joe. Thank you for that, Joe. So, yes, that's come from the upcoming vinyl, Forbidden Dreams. And I'm looking forward to hearing that entire CD. As I said, unfortunately, I only have the one song from the vinyl because it is in mastering as we speak.
Well, we had a problem sending you out a couple of MP3s. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Once it comes out, and I will feature it on my other show, the Jazz Queen Show. I'll do a feature of it and play the entire CD. So I'll wait for that.
I noted that Last Call. That Last Call track is basically me signifying or saying Last Call for Smooth Jazz.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope not. We hope not. You know, hope not. We're trying our best to keep this genre going.
It's a beautiful genre. If they would just sometimes, get up to date and be more innovative and not go back 30 years.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
No, I said, unfortunately, the artists that are out there, they're still doing the same thing they did 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have no change. They didn't, uproot their music into something a little bit more tastier and to stay with the times, okay?
Right.
A lot of innovations they could put on from all the other musics that are going on, including dance music, sounds, things like that, production work, and they're not doing it.
Now, there are some artists that are out there that are reinvented themselves, and, their music is now being heard on not only the jazz stations, but on urban stations as well, because they've kind of diversified and mixed their music, with other artists and stuff. So they're gaining more exposure that way.
Well, yeah, those are the smart artists.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
The artist and the producer, mainly it's the artist can stand there and sit there, write a track, and say, I got a great track, but it's up to the producer to make that track and make it better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I produce, Business of Angels was given by Billboard and in Europe one of the best produced albums of that year. And I produced it, and you always have to have an imagination. You take a track.
It's a nice,
and you,
isn't the,
you need a good imagination.
I like that CD too. I agree. And you reworked "Beautiful Sunrise" the next day. I think it's called with Howard Hewitt. Oh, so good.
We decided to take it and add lyrics and send the lyrics to Howard. And call up Howard, and Howard said, you know what, I want to do this,
Mm-hmm.
And me and Howard always been tight, So Howard did a great job on the lyrics and the way he expressed that Beautiful Sunrise.
Yes, I agree. And even on the Child's Love,
that was too.
Oh, my gosh, beautiful. Yeah, I agree. Now, it's been 2000. Yes, he is one of my favorite, second only to Luther Vandross, my favorite male vocalist.
But I never talked about it.
I'm sorry, Luther's first, then Howard.
Luther was a great guy.
Yeah, I absolutely love to hear Howard sing. He has such a great voice. And I really like that you guys are friends, and he's on Visions of Angels, and he did those two beautiful songs. It was great. It was really, really good. But now it's been 2009 since Visions of Angels, between that and Forbidden Dreams. So you've had a lot of time to put this last CD together.
No, actually, I started putting it together a couple of months ago.
Wow. Okay.
I I toured and toured and didn't really want to record.
Okay.
You know, since 2000, and that was late 2009 that when that record was released in September. And I was a little bit bummed out because they missed the date for Grammy nominations on that CD.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And they could have done it the next year, and Sony failed to do it the next year. And I was a little bit bummed out, but, you know, even a lot of artists said, man, you guys should have nominated that for an important Grammy, you know?
Okay.
Especially the Beautiful Sunrise with Howard in it, you know, would have gotten an audit or two. But, you know, I was bummed out because of that. But, you know, I just wanted to perform and do my thing and take time out for myself, you know. I didn't really want to record. You know, I have to be inspired to record, to want to do a CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the cliche of you have to produce one for the record company because of the contract runs every year or twice a year. I'm not like that. It's when I feel like it. So I wasn't feeling it for a few years, right?
All right. Now, you mentioned that you have been touring, and I read that you played in India. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did a show in India that came across. It was really good and everything. But like, you know, everybody loved what we did. You know, we got four rounds of what do you call them again? We had to come back out and play another record, and we got four rounds of that. And the people were
four encores,
right? And but still, you know, when you walk around the city and everything, you know, you see poverty and things like that, and it's kind of like not fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a guilt trip I have that, you know, if I'm making money off a show and I see poverty around me, I just feel guilty.
Mm.
And we all know India, Bangladesh. You know, they all, you know, impoverished countries. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
how long
really
did you guys, was it just a one-night play, a one-night show there?
Yeah, it was a one-night show.
Okay. Okay.
Well, then we did Hong Kong, and then we did, been to Thailand and Japan, Indonesia, you know, a few other countries. And did those same countries a year later in some of your European countries. I've been staying away from America for a couple of years.
Okay.
And that's by design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because then when you do perform, you stay away from the territory. From a marketing standpoint, when you stay away from the territory for a couple of years, you get a sellout crowd. You're more than likely to get a sellout crowd because people will say, will this be the last time he comes here? Or not, you know? So that they tend to like to get there and want to go see the show, you know? And again, it's all up to who's going to be the promoter and promote the show rightfully.
Right, right. Okay, well, good. All right. Now, I want to play Flight to Heaven. This is from Lovers Never Say Goodbye. Love this song. I play it all the time on the Jazz Queen Show. Tell me about this song.
Well, Flight to Heaven was the first record I put down on that CD that I wrote while recording. And, you know, when I close my eyes and hear my melodies and things like that, it just took me off to heaven, you know, to a different place. And that's where it was titled at. And, you know, we probably recorded that in a couple of hours.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All the instrumentation, well, that has about six different keyboards in it. And the Latin percussion, of course, and the bass and the drums and the guitar. And so, you know, it was well constructed, almost as if it was pre-written, but it wasn't.
Okay.
Every part you hear, every bridge came about as it came about.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Flight to Heaven. It is from his CD, Lovers Never Can Say Goodbye. You can find all of Eddie's music on his website, EddieBenitez.com. Are you on Twitter, Eddie?
It's closed right now, but it's alive. It'll be alive soon. You know,
okay.
They could go
all right.
To my fan base. They could find anywhere that sells MP3s or CDs, they could find my music.
Okay. All right, this is Flight to Heaven. I love that song. That was Flight to Heaven from the Lovers Never Say Goodbye CD. Again, you can find all of Eddie's music on his website, EddieBenitez.com. Love that, Eddie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So now you mentioned you going on the road. Where are you guys going to be?
We're going to try to go all over. I'm waiting for my tour report, which is where I'm going to be at.
Okay.
And, you know, I like to go out and just have fun. So we're going to try and be more places this summer, including the Wisconsin Jazz Fest, which I know a lot of people attend that. But and in Miami and probably somewhere near somebody. But we're going all over year. We're going all over this year, and then I'll take another year off from touring and recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, dear, you're newly married, so you're newly married.
Yeah.
You got to have, you know.
Yeah, I need some time for myself. But you know, when you're a young blood, when I started at 14, you know, you could tour 9 months, 10 months a year, and still feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
You're excited and you're hyper, you know. But after 20 years, you know, 30 years, you know, it's like, you know, I want to go to places where I'm going to have fun.
Right, right. I understand
I like to play unusual places. You know, we're trying to get a concert at the Meteor Crater, off of the Meteor Crater at night in Arizona. You know, which is 562 feet deep. So we're waiting for the pink slips on that. So we just want to play in places that are now weird, strange, even do one to film on Easter Island.
Okay.
You know, perform there. I mean, you can't get a public there. But just to record
right.
it and... Just to record it and put it out on YouTube or DVD or something, you know?
Now, will you be doing any videos from the CD, from Forbidden Dream?
Yeah, we are, and some of them are going to come from the Demon and Vampires movie with my son. But they're going to be specifically made for the video because, I don't know if you noticed, but I always present myself as being dark and things like that. And, you know, people have the misconception that I'm involved with demonic things or the paranormal, but it's actually my saying and letting people know that you'll see the light better in the dark than if you're in the light.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving us another opportunity to speak with you. And as soon as Forbidden Dreams is released, would you please send me a copy so that I can feature it?
The first one.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Congratulations again on the marriage, and good luck to you, and many, many blessings to you with that.
Thank you, and God bless you, Rick, and I hope much continued success on your show there.
I appreciate that, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Well, take care, and thank you for having me on.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, that was guitarist Eddie Benitez. His new CD is called Forbidden Dreams, and it's not available yet. It will be available in April, but you can purchase his other music, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, and Visions of Angels, on his website, EddieBenitez.com. He also has another CD called Nightlife, Essence of Life. That came out in 2007, and you picked that up on the website as well. All right, Mike, you have anything to add before I say goodbye?
No, nothing much to add, just that tonight I'll be going to check out Marcus Johnson at this new club that's here in the D.C. area. It's called the Bethesda Jazz and Blues Supper Club. So it's a new spot, so I'm going to go check it out and just, you know, do some networking. And you know, that's about it, and I just found out that May the 1st, Jeanette Harris, from out in California, she will be making her East Coast debut at Blues Alley on May the 1st. So congratulations on her for her, you know, getting booked at Blues Alley. And I can't wait to see her at Blues Alley.
And let's talk a little bit about that, because you received her new CD, and what did you think of it?
I thought it was an excellent CD. I think it's one of the best of this year, so I'm already nominating that as a 2013 Talking Smooth Jazz Top 10 finalist. So I'm letting everybody know that. I don't want to hear nobody calling me asking me why they didn't make the top 10, because Jeanette right now is number one. Okay, her CD, I mean, she has 13 tracks on the CD, Terry, and like I said, every track is very, very nice. One track is produced by Marcus Anderson, a very nice track called 1257. And Jeanette and her brother Michael produced most of the CDs themselves. And it's a good look for her. You know, she's a very beautiful woman. And, you know, there's not too many female saxophone players out there, especially, you know, female African-American saxophones as well. So, you know, that's just, you know, a plus for me, you know, because I'm like, she, you know, I mean, we have Pamela Williams and, you know, and a couple other female saxes, but Jeanette is a phenomenal player. And a lot of people don't know about her yet. But like I said, she has toured with Tina Marie in the past before Miss Marie passed away. But Jeanette is it. Look out for this year. She's going to be making a lot of waves this year, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, Boney James will be here in Las Vegas on April 6th. So if you're going to be in the area, come on out and check out Boney James at the Railhead at the Boulder Station on April 6th. Now, Brian Culberson will be at Jazz Alley on April 6th in Seattle. So I think I'm going to be going to Jazz Alley to see Brian. But,
so you're
going
to go all the way to Seattle to see Brian, but won't go 10 minutes away to see Boney? I'm telling Boney.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry, it's Brian. What can I tell you?
Oh, man, that's
what
funny.
Can I tell you? It's Brian.
Wait, I tell Carol Boney. I'm going to tell Carol this case.
She emailed me and asked me if I was going to the concert. I was like, no, I think I'm going to go see Brian in Seattle. She understood. What can I tell you? I'm sorry. I got my plane ticket, got the hotel. I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
Well, that's too funny.
So, but if you're in the Las Vegas area, listeners, and April 6th, just come on out. And see Boney James. He has a brand new CD called The Beat. And so you can come out and check him out at the Boulder Station in the Railhead. All right. Thanks to Joe from Germany for hanging out with us, Joe. We appreciate it. And the guest tomorrow, we are talking to Corinne Drury from Swing Out Sister. They have a brand new CD called Private View. So we'll be talking to her about that. Mike, have a great day. Always glad to have you on. Did I lose you, Mike?
No, I'm right here. No, I said something. It must have blanked me out. And I was saying, you know,
okay.
You have a great day as well.
All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.